Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Kids, when we fell in love, not knowing what it was, I will not give you up this time. Oh, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine. Between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling. You look perfect tonight.
Dreams. I hope that someday we'll share our home. I found love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting between my arms, barefoot on the grass, while listening to our favorite song. When I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Song just for you. I know how you love Ed. So there was Ed and Beyonce. Perfect. Great mix, those two, actually. Great voices together.
Well, he absolutely amazes me how wonderful he is with everybody. It doesn't matter who he's with, he manages to do these amazing get-togethers from rappers to aria singers to, you know, I mean, he's been with them all and they all absolutely love him, you know. They all just think he's gorgeous. So, yeah, I love my Ed. I think he's amazing, young man.
Haven't I got it right at the moment? He's got like an Indian kind of Bollywood, or do you call it Bollywood version of that Indian kind of genre? I think he has, actually. Well, who knows? I could be dreaming. You know, this weather, it doesn't help me. It just kind of makes you go a little bit bonkers. Do you know, there's one thing that I... now, this is quite weird because I've heard it twice in the next... Well, the last couple of days, actually. One in my letterbox, one on the radio. Dogs being stolen. So we got a flyer through our letterbox with a dog being stolen in our local area. A reward of $2,500. So obviously very much loved pet. And then on the radio, I heard this morning that somebody had stolen a dog and had been sold somewhere else. But anyway, they've found it as well. What is all this about?
Because there's so much money to be made out of dogs. I mean, it's one of the things that does my head in. You know, I'm doing this house sit for these people, and I do house sits for so many people, as you all know. No, Rosie, go away. Sorry, the dog is trying to talk into the radio as well. But everywhere I go these days, just this last 6 months I've been finding this, all the other people walking their dogs out there, they're all house sitters. None of them are owners walking their dogs. They're all house sitters walking their dogs. And I'm sort of thinking, this is ridiculous. I mean, I know there's a lot of house sitters out there doing that. But when you're in a place like Pukekohe and every day that you go to the rugby field, house sitters or you see new ones, I am, just because I'm curious about it, I stop and talk to them now to find out whether they're an owner or a house sitter. And, of course, there are a couple of owners out there, but so many house sitters. And it makes me wonder, you know, like we talked about this once before, there used to be one dog in a street. Now the whole street is dogs. There might be one house that doesn't have a dog. And I can't understand why people, I know COVID brought it on, but they take a lot of looking after. And they now cost a lot of money. People have been making huge profits out of breeding these dogs. Anybody can start a breeding kennel up and then sell those puppies for $2,000 or $3,000 each. I know Rotties that have been sold, puppies that have been sold by the dozens with these families that have just got them running wild and they're just breeding them nonchalant, no care for the animal, and the puppies are being sold. There is no control of any sort whatsoever. And I think somebody's got to do something about it fast, really fast.
That's really interesting, isn't it? Isn't it interesting how kind of world events or a big event shifts things? So you're right, it may be, you know, through COVID and then we were all home and we could look after our, you know, pets in whichever way. And you're right, you know, having especially a dog, it's like having a child. It's no different, I don't think, to having a child.
It is.
Yeah. Except you can put your dog, when you go on holiday, you can put the dog in the dog place. You can't do that quite with your kids, can you?
Yes, you can, and they do. They just jump into a boarding school for 3 months and they go. I mean, yes, they can, and they do, and they always have done. But the dog kennels now are getting incredibly expensive. Like everything, everybody is just after that dollar. They don't care what they do to get it, they just want to get it. And so, yes, they love to have that animal, but they don't have the time or the care to really give that animal. I love the ones that have dog walkers coming every day. So their pets are at home, they're out at work, and they have dog walkers coming and get their dog. And I've looked after several lots of animals where the owners have gone on holiday, and that dog walker is still coming in every day to walk the dogs. And that's an owner who really cares for their animals. But, yeah, I mean, I've actually written a letter to the council because I love animals so much. And I've written a letter to both the government and the Auckland Council and the Tauranga Council saying that they need to bring in some sort of, I don't know what. I mean, some sort of control over these dogs to stop them from being bred like they're being bred.
Well, and that's interesting as well, because up north, and I kind of read this story in the where was it? I'm going to name the paper, the New Zealand Herald. And they were trying to make a big, oh my gosh, type story, you know, shock, horror. And I was just giggling at it. But the dogs up north are a problem. So feral dogs. So you're right. People don't want them. They end up just leaving them. The dogs breed. They're feral. And there's some real, real problems up north with the feral dogs and attacking people. And of course, the newspaper was kind of make this big story that they were interviewing the guy that went out to shoot the feral dogs. And then, you know, their angle is, oh my gosh, they're shooting dogs, you know. And I was just like, come on, don't try and change the story. This is a problem. And if your kid was attacked, would you be taking that angle that, oh my God, this guy's going out shooting dogs? You know, but you're right. It's in some areas, it's a huge problem, feral dogs. You know, we've had feral cats for ages. We had old, what's the name on about that? Gosh, what was his name? Oh, I can't even remember his name. You all remember his name. You're all sitting there going, Mariska, it was that guy that anyway went on that he didn't want any cats in New Zealand or something. But yeah, so it's a problem, and you're right. As people, I suppose, buy them and then they can't afford them, or they go away and don't want it anymore. There you go, it goes.
Yeah, it's really funny because cats never used to be. I had a cat for 17 years, my oldest one. I had cats all my life, you know, right from when I became an adult and could have one. And my cats never killed birds. I didn't train them to not kill birds. They just never killed birds. These cats that I've got here, I've got three cats here and I'm out in the country. There are tuis and everything around me. There's bush all around me and there's birds all around me the whole time. We were all sitting on the porch together the other day and these birds just came to the new buds, the new blossoms in the tree. And the cats all just sat there, not the slightest bit interested in them. They never chase birds. So I don't understand why we're suddenly having problems with these cats that are chasing birds and things that they've never done in the past. And to begin with, I was saying, they're a cat. That's what they do. And then I was going, but hang on a minute. This is a new problem. This is a new problem. It didn't used to happen in the old days.
Are they bored?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what the answer to the problem is. But then again, we've got the same problem. And I am going to lose some of my ardent followers when I say this. But we have very much become a third world country when it comes to our animals and our cats. And all I need to do is say, you go to Thailand, you go to Indonesia, and you tell me that it isn't exactly the same here as it is over there. And now, well, I know this started happening about 15 years ago, but in Thailand, every single dog had to be neutered. Every single dog. They put a law in there because they had feral dogs everywhere. And Malaysia is appallingly bad for that. And Thailand put this law in that every single dog had to be neutered so that they couldn't breed. I don't know whether they kept that law in, but that law was being enacted and all the vets in Thailand were neutering the dogs for free. So all people had to do was take the dog in. That's all we need to do here. And then, you know, somehow control the breeding of the animals.
Absolutely, and that is happening, and especially up north, you know, they, as part of that story, they're also talking about vets up there as well doing exactly that for free, so, you know, that they couldn't breed. Is it Gareth Morgan? That was his name, wasn't it, about the cats?
Oh, Gareth Morgan. Oh, yes, I love Gareth.
Yes, gosh, remember? He wanted New Zealand to be cat-free, and oh my gosh, was there an outcry in regards to that. But I do wonder if pets are bored. I mean, it's like us. If we're bored, we're annoying, we do things that maybe we shouldn't. Maybe that's why the cats are going after them, because they're bored. Maybe you're right. Owners are not there. Owners are not looking after them. I don't know. I'm just putting that out there. Love to know what our listeners think. You know, throw that up on our Facebook page, because you may be that cat lover, or and maybe your cat has changed and now started to, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I worked 24/7 with my cat, and my kids were at school all day, and none of my cats brought any pets home. Actually, I tell a lie. I do remember one time a bird came up. No, it was a rat. It was a rat. A rat was brought into me as a present, and alive, and still running around, and being played with. Yes. So the rat did come in, but as we don't like rats, that's probably totally acceptable.
Absolutely. They're good for the rats and mice, aren't they? But, oh, look, hey, a little Tinkerbell on them. At least the birds have got a chance. If your cat is a bit of a bird stalker, yeah, little bell round his neck. So at least the birds have got a chance with that as well.
Yeah. But, yeah, I agree with the bell idea. I think it's a very simple problem. And I think probably the problem is just so many people, so many animals now, you know. Just massive amounts of animals.
Well, that's true. That's true as well. We have more people, so people have more pets. As you say, it might be trendy now to have a pet. You've got a lot more of those little lap dogs about, which we never ever used to have. But you're right, if they're easy to breed and it's money, starts a problem, doesn't it? Yeah.
Hey, I've got a question for you. I've had a problem arise with a workman, and I've been Googling to try and find who I can go to legally to have something done about him. Now, he advertised, he's a company called Affordable Windows, and he advertised a mobile service, and that is why I hired him, because he could come to my van. It's very difficult for me to leave my van in a garage. And so he came, I spoke to him on the phone. Yes, he was very knowledgeable and very, very lovely young man, to tell you the truth. I actually thought he was delightful. And he came, and I had a side window in my van that is leaking. And as you know, I've got all these health problems, so I cannot afford to have all that damp in my van. So I decided to get it fixed straight away. And he said the only thing he could do, he said that particular model of van was renowned for those side windows weak leaking. And all he could do was replace it with a brand new one. And I went, great, fine, excellent, no problem. I'm quite happy for you to do that. Very quick and efficient. He says, right, I can get the new one and be out to you in a couple of days, et cetera, et cetera. Out he comes, whacks the old one out, whacks the new one in. Very, very knowledgeable, you know. I just loved everything. I was so, and we talked, and he does all these sports things with his kids, and he has weeks on where he's the daddy running the kids to school, and, you know, all those things that I love so much. And then 2 days later, so I paid him, everything all done for this brand new window. Then 2 days later, I see that I've still got this leak. So he tries to blame the van to begin with, but that made me look at the window that he'd put in a bit closer. And I saw that some of the rubbers on the sliding window part in the unit, like the whole thing is fixed, but there's a small sliding window in it. And some of the rubbers on that sliding window looked as if they were worn and a little bit damaged. And then I was sitting there just going, is this really a new window? And I noticed this light coming through the window, and there's the tiny little hole in it. And that's where the leak's coming from. There's a tiny little hole in it, about the size of a pinhead, but, you know, water. If there's a hole somewhere, it'll manage to get into it. So that's all good. I'm still having positive energy from this young man, and I think I'll just ring him up. He'll sort it out for me. Didn't want to know. I haven't heard sign nor heard ever since. Nada. Zilch. So I've paid for a job and a brand new window that is exactly the same as the last one. And I cannot get hold of this guy. He will not respond to my phone calls, my email message. If I could find an address, I'd go to his home. But when I was trying to track down where he lived and trying to get into the back of everything, I came across some more reviews. And there were a lot of them tucked down the line there that are saying exactly the same thing. So he wasn't the sweetheart that I thought he was. But that's okay. So I Googled to try and find what legal road can I go down, because I'm an old lady. I can't afford to pay $500 to have a window repaired that's not repaired. And apart from the Commerce Commission, I can't find anything. Who do you go to? When, I mean, these companies, these young workers, these small businesses are ripping people off right, left and centre nowadays. And I'm old school that I automatically trust people. Mm. And I hate to have that positive energy where I don't, you know.
Yeah.
But I have to start disciplining myself, because where it was 1 out of 20 you couldn't trust, now it's only 1 out of 20 that you can trust.
Mm. So
how do we stop this? What can we do again?
That's what I was thinking of the Commerce Commission first as well. Bring back Fair Go. By God, you know, so that they were the ones that really... The other thing is it a franchise or is it a loaner? Because if it's a franchise,
I can't find it as a franchise. I've Googled affordable windows and only him comes up.
Right.
So I don't think it's a franchise unless the franchise, everybody's got their own individual names, but he is working under the umbrella of somebody else.
That's a good question for our listeners out there. Where do you go? Yes, we do have the Commerce Commission, but, you know, and maybe that's an easy route to go down with. We just think because it's a commission that it might be difficult. But you're right. As you say, we've got social media, but and again, as long as we're honest on social media, you know, but exactly where do you go? You can't really report. Can you report them to the police? That doesn't kind of really work either. Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. Hey, we'd love to know your thoughts out there to where do we go when we have been ripped off, or and then suddenly that person disappears and we can't find them again. So we'd love to hear where you think that we'd go, because, yeah, we're a bit stuck too. The Commerce Commission, or if it's a franchise, going to the franchisor, you know, the organisation. But can you please all let us know? Jump on our Facebook page, tell us where you would go, and we'll follow up with this story next week, because that's all we've got time for. And do you know what we're going to leave you with today? I don't know whether you've heard, but we're kind of pipping Australia at the post just for the moment, but we're going to the Australian Voice, where we had Gemma and Cassie kind of singing off against each other, singing that song Get Messy by Lola, which is a hard song to catch, but they did really well. Let's listen to see and see how they go, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
You know I'm impatient, so why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like minus 4 degrees and I get what you say, yeah. I just really don't want to hear right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me. Took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die. Lucky if I turn 33. Nazi, and I pull a Britney every other week. Cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be? Cause I'm too messy, and then I'm just too damn clean. You told me get a job, and you'll ask where the hell I've been. Would be nice. Don't say hello, cause I got high again. Forgot to fold my clothes. Cause I'm too messy, and then I'm just too damn clean. You told me get a job, you asked where the hell I've been. I'm too perfect, I hope I begun. I want to be me, but is that not enough?
On air, online, on demand, in your language. Planet FM on planetaudio.org.nz.
Beaches. I love Biffles, taking the dog out for a nails.